You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Yes, yes. What a glorious day for us to get together and share one with another from our marital bliss. We call us.
Very funny.
You look really pretty today, Jody.
Thank you,
as
darling.
You do every day.
You look very handsome.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
And I know you're right.
Okay.
You're always right. Jody is always right.
Yes, I am.
I know it just changed.
We had a thing that was behind me here.
Make this real. I'm going to do this while y'all are talking.
Okay. We had a thing that was behind me here in the shot for the Ace TJ dot TV of Josh's Farmer's Market logo, and you know, looking very professional.
We did for a minute.
It went off again.
No, looks good now.
Okay, yeah. Well, we have three of the same exact types of TVs, all in the same location. So when you hit one remote, it messes with the other TV. Like one, it's not a remote for that TV, a remote for that one, and then the remote. So anytime you hit a remote, it changes all the TVs. Or they all, you know, like
so
they
you
do.
Turn this off. Will it turn that off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I mean, that's the way it happens in all big time studios. You know.
Right.
I was not responsible for ordering the TV.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No big deal.
I mean, add it to the list of this fanciness.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
Well, we'll get into this a little bit later, of something new that we have in the studio that I think is going to add a lot to everything. But first, at Josh's Farmer's Market, they were explaining to us the other day about how they drive to the coast every Thursday to get the fresh seafood. And how much it costs in fuel to go.
Oh yeah. You know, can you imagine
to the coast to pick up all the fresh seafood, but they do that for you. They do the legwork for you to get your fresh seafood.
That's right.
They even have crawfish, you know, and that's going to be, you know, the season for crawfish is going to end soon. So you probably need to take advantage of that. If you don't know how to cook crawfish, then, you're missing out. You know, go to the internet, you know. But if you're, you know, if you need the fresh produce and all of that, you know, summertime, you know, vegetables and fruits and all, you can find those at Josh's, as well as their delicious pastries and the Amish furniture. And they sell those TJ and Jody glider love seat things as quickly as they can make them and stick them out there.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Gone.
They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how much power we have
is
over
that
the
it?
People.
It's yep. not the fact that they're comfortable. And
well, I mean, all of that too. But when it comes, you know, with a TJ and Jody recommendation, people jump on that. People jumps on that. And the Boston Ferns, I think they still have those. But you gotta snatch those up. I never knew that the best ferns came from Boston. I just thought they were just ferns.
Well, they do.
You know?
I got to pop in there today. I got to get some flowers.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that just ruins it, because I was going to go buy you flowers today.
I'm getting plants, not like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then pick yourself up a bouquet.
Okay, thanks.
A fresh floral bouquet that you love at Josh's.
Thank you.
And make it for me.
Okay.
So this weekend coming up is with their food trucks that they're going to have out there. Another food truck is the name of one. And it looks like, you know, that's some really, really good stuff. It's like Southern traditional things with a modern twist.
Okay.
Granny's Donuts will be out there. And Sunday, Bay's food truck, which is burgers. Mm-hmm. Delicious gourmet burgers.
Delicious.
And Holy City Cookie Dough.
Mm.
So always great stuff going on at Josh's Farmers Market. Go to joshsfarmersmarket.com. Make sure if you go that you tell them how much you love this podcast and the Ace and TJ show and all of that, because that makes us look good.
It does. Yeah.
Jody makes us look good first, and then that kind of thing makes us look
good. How sweet.
I know. It's all sweetness today. No fighting and no aggravating Jody today. Today,
oh my gosh,
the aggravation will be targeted toward Mr. Todd. Camera guy.
Oh, no.
No, it'll be fine. We'll get to it next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
So welcome back. So excited to be here. We've had a lot go on in our lives lately. We've had a lot of busyness. We have finally made it through all of our busyness. Oh, what? Don't worry about that, Todd. Just turn it off. It's not going to work. I'm talking about the little backdrop thing back here. We've only had these TVs up for 2 weeks or so, and they're not working. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm in a good mood. And if anybody wonders where we get that, where we say through all of our busyness, we were at a morning radio conference in San Francisco one time. Yeah, we have morning radio conferences. And I was on the elevator, and these two guys, it was a couple, they got on the elevator, and one of them just kind of collapsed against the back wall of the elevator. And he said with such relief in his voice, "We finally made it through all of our busyness." And so that's where we get that from. We've said that for years. Because busyness is a funny word. I don't care what you think about it. Busyness is a funny word. So our busyness has kind of slowed down since we got finished with moving the boy home for the semester and the girl graduating.
Yes.
Oh, no. We still have, you have busyness.
I do.
That you have to go.
I have busyness.
And this is the thing. Our daughter is moving out of her apartment for good at college. So there's no more going back to the apartment. So she's got to move her bed and everything. And Jody usually goes and helps her get her stuff home after the semester. But there's more than there normally is. So we've been having this thing back and forth where Jody thinks it's ridiculous that I think I need to go to Nashville so I can drive the small U-Haul back home 7 hours.
Because I can do it.
You really think you wouldn't have a problem with it? Or be 1,000% nervous?
1,000%, I would be fine.
You wouldn't be nervous at all?
No. What? What is there to be nervous about?
Well, I mean, it's a you're driving a big truck that you're not I'll used to driving, and you don't have a rear view mirror or anything. You just got side mirrors.
I'll be fine.
But you get nervous now in a regular car
with if, you driving.
If a no, no, I'm not trying to. Don't be mean.
No, but I mean that's when I'm I get just, nervous.
No, it's when you're driving as well, and an 18-wheeler changes lanes or gets close to you. Uh-huh. You think. You even if you're driving, you freak out and you get nervous. So if you're in a vehicle that you're not used to driving, that's bigger than normal, that you may, you know, he's, you know, over the line or anything like that.
I'm not gonna ease over a line. I promise. Like I know what I'm doing. I promise you.
How many times have you driven a truck like that?
A couple in my lifetime. I'm 51 years old.
For 7 hours?
Probably.
That long of a distance? Probably. Through mountains?
I'm going through one tiny stretch
and Asheville. And tunnels.
I will be fine in a tunnel. Oh, my gosh. You worry too much.
Well, some people would think that that's nice.
I mean, it is, but I'll be okay.
It doesn't sound like you sound like you're mad, aggravated.
I'm trying to make it to where you don't have to leave, get there, drive. I will be fine.
But I would rather that than have a little peace of mind. Than to worry about you driving in a big truck.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
As of now, though, I think I'll be fine going. I'll get there, get the truck loaded up. That's where I need you, not the driving. I need you to come load up the truck.
Yeah, because, I mean, what all, y'all aren't going to have a lot of heavy stuff, though, are you?
Oh, just her bed, the mattress, two TVs.
Well, those aren't heavy.
She has a nightstand, another thing with her TV's on, a desk. I mean, there's stuff.
Yeah. She does have, is she bringing the, you said she's going to have to sell that big popcorn machine?
Oh, yeah, I'm not hauling that back and forth.
How big of a, what?
It's
one of those, like, popcorn that people put in their,
Yeah. So it's like a big cart one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
Very.
And she never, ever uses it. Ever.
The thing wasn't cheap, was it?
No.
Well, we don't know. Santa Claus brought it.
Yeah, she's several years ago she got that.
Yeah, I hate to see that just go.
Well, then.
Because the popcorn's
good. Do you want me to bring it to the house?
No, because I don't need to be eating that much popcorn. Mm-hmm. But I don't see her being the type to just, like, sell something and have somebody coming over to her apartment.
I'm sure I'll have to do it.
Whatever. How will you do? Will you be there long enough to sell
it? I'll bring it home and sell it.
Oh.
Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist.
Well, yep. If you're going to bring it home, then you might as well bring it home and give it to Todd. Obviously, he's impressed by that. You don't want it?
Actually, I might buy it from you.
I'll give it to you.
No.
What?
All the stuff he does, yes, we would give him that.
What does he do?
He's up here doing stuff all the time.
He loves it. Jody, he would pay us to be up here.
Stop.
I practically am.
That's so true.
So, but Todd's not coming to the house today.
Oh, he's not?
No. He was supposed to come and record an episode of the cooking show, but he's going to do it he's going to do it Tuesday and for it to air Thursday.
So there won't be one this week?
Yeah, there's the drink one this week where I'm wearing a funny hat.
Okay.
But then by the time this airs, it would have already aired. So, but you could still go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go look up stuff that you haven't seen yet on acetj.tv.
Look at you promoting.
And then share it with other people. Give it a 5-star rating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you do that on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
5-star rating?
Likes.
Okay.
Likes.
Yeah.
So, and we won't be able to record our podcast next week either.
Mm-mm. We're going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless.
We do it from where we are?
No.
Oh.
No. But I'm actually having, we could do it the same day that we record the cooking show.
On Monday?
Is that Monday? Why can't I do it Tuesday? Oh, we're leaving Tuesday.
Yeah.
I,
ooh, as long as okay. I have somewhere to be at 12:30 on Monday.
Oh, well, surely we would be through with that.
And I have to get Lainey to the airport, too, that morning.
Oh.
But early. No. I'm free in between the airport and my 12:30 appointment.
We could actually give the listeners and viewers something that they've been asking for and requesting.
A break?
Well, no.
Oh.
just, you know, for me to do a solo TJ and Jody's house. Okay. They've been asking for that.
That's fine. TJ's house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's actually what it is anyway. At our home. Did I tell you, this morning, as I was leaving, these deer that we have are getting out of control.
They have attitudes, don't they?
I would say so, because when I was backing out of the driveway this morning and I turned and my lights hit the front yard, there was just one standing in the front yard just looking at me and then just defiantly took a dump in the yard. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, what about it?
Well, maybe you scared the poo out of him.
No, I mean, he was just getting ready anyway, I'm sure. Man, I know when lights hit a deer, they freeze and whatever else.
Were they up near the flowers?
Hang on a minute. Hey, Adam.
How are you?
I'm all right. We're recording TJ and Jody's house right now.
I'll talk to you soon.
Can I call you back?
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, Adam.
Hello.
Hey, Adam.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. See, it's just like everybody's just constantly pawing at me. Everybody just wants a piece. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I know deer freeze, and that's why they call deer in the headlights when you're just standing there frozen. Mm-hmm. But still, he or she, I don't know, because I don't think they have their antlers at this point.
Yeah.
Or horns, as we call them in Louisiana. But just like, what you gonna do about it? It's like, this was my land first.
Uh-huh.
This is where I pooped before you moved in.
Well, yesterday when I was leaving on our area where we live, it was morning, probably 9:30-ish. And three of them were in a fence, but it was like the wire fence in somebody's yard.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me like, you're gonna slow down? Because we gotta go.
Yeah.
So I slowed down. And all three of them jumped the fence.
And I hate a smug deer.
They're so sassy.
Oh. I hate them.
They are sassy. And they're out at all hours.
Yeah. Just a bunch of drug addict deers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they are.
Craziness.
Did you hear that in the UK they have found a human with a case of monkeypox?
No.
That I don't know exactly what monkeypox is.
What is
but
that?
But it just sounds more disgusting than chickenpox.
Yeah. It does.
You know, if somebody said, oh, my God, did you hear Jody's got monkeypox? You'd go, what?
Have you looked? Right. Have you Googled monkeypox?
But if somebody said Jody's got chickenpox, somebody would just go, oh, at her age?
Yeah. Have you Googled monkeypox?
No.
Do I want to see what it's about?
Do you want to see what it looks like if it's a if it's a nice picture?
Not really.
Yeah.
Monkey pox.
That is strange.
But I got a feeling that that it's not supposed to be around anymore, or maybe humans have never had it.
I was gonna say I've never heard of that.
Monkey pox is a rare disease that is caused by infection with monkeypox virus. Okay, well that explains it. That's the dumbest explanation.
Is there any images?
Monkeypox is when someone has the monkeypox virus. Thank you. Monkeypox virus belongs to the orthopox virus genus in family. Stuff I don't know.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's akin to smallpox. But it looks like big, huge cysts pop up on your skin and stuff.
Is it too gross?
It's disgusting.
Mm-mm. You could even pop it up on camera.
I'm going to be sick.
All right, do you want to put it on the screen?
Yeah, I'll do that.
People can look at it. It's just like big blisters, like giant fire ant bites, basically.
That is awful.
I know. Well, I mean, you figure it would be. They wouldn't just give monkeypox that title. They wouldn't give it the title monkeypox if it were, you know, just a
and the thing I just pulled thing. Up said 20 cases have been found.
Hmm. In Great Britain?
I thought it said the U.S.
This one says the U.K.
This says.
Oh, man.
No, I'm sorry. Rare monkeypox cases reported from U.S. First time in nearly 20 years. So I guess it has been around.
How does one get the monkeypox?
It was detected in Texas.
Oh, and you know that's a severe case because everything's bigger in Texas.
Oh, my gosh. They're hospitalized in an isolation in Dallas. Ew.
Would you still love me if I had monkeypox, Jody?
It said that the lone case of monkeypox is no cause for alarm and poses no threat to the general public.
She just ignored that question.
What would you say?
I said, would you still love me if I had monkeypox?
Sure. Sure, I'd still love you.
Because that's not something.
Would I hang out? Hang on, you know. But would I still love you? Yeah.
And that's not something, though, that you can, you know, get rid of by spraying Lysol and opening the windows like you do when I'm sick now.
Right.
Uh-huh. Is it some fresh air in here? Let these germs out.
Lysol, fans. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
bless their hearts. That looks terrible.
That's pitiful, and I bet it's so painful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully they'll stop that business before it spreads.
But how does one contract monkeypox?
I don't know.
Surely we have a vaccine for it.
I've never heard. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because, I mean, you go and you get your smallpox vaccine and your polio vaccine. They've never done a monkeypox vaccine.
No.
I bet you I'd end up getting it.
Gosh.
That'd be my luck.
Uh-huh.
Walk around here not winning the lottery and getting monkeypox.
I know.
Did we win the lottery last night?
Did they do it last night?
No. Yeah. Well, this airs on Monday, but
somebody from Tennessee win?
No, y'all didn't hear about that?
No.
I read the Powerball wrong. It was a 6 and it was a 9.
No.
So they had to tell everybody to hold on to their tickets while they figure it out. Yeah, they did a thing on this.
The next
drawing is Friday, which will be.
So nobody won?
I don't know if anybody actually won or not, but technically they didn't because.
Wow.
Yeah. But if I had a job that was supposed to keep up with current events, I would probably have known that. But since I don't.
Where you been?
I'm telling you, I got the monkeypox. I can feel it. You know, monkeypox is messing with my brain.
Yep.
But I'm probably sure we didn't win. But we won't know until Friday, though, if they're doing
So they're going to redo the drawing because it was such a mess?
I think so.
Okay, well,
they didn't say anybody won, but
we need to look into that.
But why do they have to do that? Why can't they just say, oh, he called out the wrong number? It's a 9.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So weird.
I agree.
Okay.
You think that guy still has his job?
Ooh-wee.
I wouldn't think so.
Because wouldn't that be, would that be a government job? You're working for the... Working for the state,
probably,
or is it somebody working for a TV station or something? I don't know.
Somebody working for the lottery.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, but then they'll be fine. You can't fire government employees; they don't allow it. But how embarrassing!
That is so embarrassing. Something I do.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I swear it is.
You don't focus.
I focus. I just can't see very well.
Great news. The new Bosch spinoff is good.
Good.
I know you were anxious to find out about that. Bosch.
Mm-hmm. How many episodes have you watched?
Two, I think.
What is Bosch?
It's a detective show.
Oh.
It's really good. It's not a true crime story. It's a fictional.
It came out Friday and we were gone. So, you know, that in the back of his mind, that's all he was.
Yeah.
He didn't get much TV while we were gone. And it's a problem.
And I didn't complain.
There was no time to complain.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's, you know me. Just go with the flow. That's mm-hmm. all I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't complain this weekend.
You
about
didn't.
Anything.
You're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were really busy.
Yeah, and I had to go to a mall. You know, I normally don't like that.
I don't like a mall either.
Had to eat at the mall.
I didn't. That's not my doings.
Her dad has dietary restrictions because he lost his gallbladder. They don't know where he had it last, but seems to have lost it. So he ate at the Cheesecake Factory for lunch Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And because he could get a plain turkey sandwich there.
Right.
And a salad. Did he eat a salad?
He didn't eat any of
it. He didn't eat a salad?
I mean, he got it, but he didn't eat any of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a plain turkey sandwich. And even at that, he was still worried that,
you know,
he would run into the restroom and then nothing would happen. But he'd say, just in case. And that's bad. When you look at it like that, you say, if I eat something, I can't get too far away from the bathroom because I don't know.
That'd be miserable when
there's going to be an emergency.
That is miserable.
But I didn't know your gallbladder did that.
It doesn't, but it does if you eat things you shouldn't be eating. Like, he needs to introduce new foods one at a time slowly at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't even realize, I guess, what a gallbladder is and where it is mm-hmm. and all that. It has something to do with your digestion.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, I never want to lose mine. I got a string tied around mine.
So you can imagine how nervous he was at the graduation.
Yeah. Wouldn't that suck? You got your first grandchild graduating from college and you're in the bathroom.
Whoopsie.
Peeing out of your butt.
Okay. We don't need all the graphics.
So I'm just saying that would be miserable.
You nasty.
I agree with you. We're agreeing, Jody. Mm-hmm.
Don't make it gross.
We're in agreeance.
Nasty.
Like, you've never said that.
Well, if I have, it hasn't been on a microphone for people to hear.
See, that's the difference between you and me, Kitten.
I'm doing things in private. No, do not comment.
I'm real all the time. You know, microphone, no microphone. I'm the real deal. TV, movies, anything I'm in. Anything I'm in, I'm the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about your image. I have no image.
I just try to have some manners.
Yeah.
It's not image. It's manners.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Don't start.
So, you're so good, aren't
Don't
you,
Jody? Don't start. Don't start. So see, good. He can't stand it. He cannot go a whole episode without bugging me.
No, because you're the one that came out with the mean tone from the beginning.
What'd I say?
You're very, on me.
Oh, God.
You're just always, poised to...
No, I'm not.
It's a pounce. That's what you are.
You're not.
You're a pouncer.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there went that story. But I was just trying to tell people how bad your dad has it, being his dietary restrictions and all.
Okay.
And, that's why I'd be eating at the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Because their menu is so vast. Surely there's going to be something on there for your dad to eat.
And yeah.
There was. And I enjoyed what I have. Have you noticed, though, that your dad, everywhere he goes now, asks if they have chips? Like, he wants potato chips everywhere.
No, but I notice he's asking for fancy water.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? Gallbladder?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe his bladder.
Like, he's too good for the tap.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm wondering, though, if he can have chips, potato chips, but not fries with his stomach issue.
Because he can't have greasy.
Yeah.
But is, I don't know, or potato chips not? I don't know. I don't know. I can't keep up.
But he can't drink beer. That's the thing.
He can't have any alcohol.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Now, do you find that to be a good thing or no?
I don't know. It's fine either way.
His name's Rex, and we have something in our house called the Rex flu.
Uh-huh.
because the guys that I used to hang out with are, you know, Marines and bikers and all that. And then they took him and got him drunk at Christmas. He came down the next morning and said, I think I got the flu. But he was just hungover, so we called the Rex flu. So he didn't have the Rex flu at all. There was no chance of that weekend.
No chance.
Did you feel old sitting at your child's college graduation?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Well, I did.
You were the prettiest mom there of the whole thousands of people.
Well, thank you. Because
I looked at every one of them. I saw every one of them. Looked them up and down.
Whole place. Yep. Thank you.
And to be honest with you, I didn't see any of the graduates that looked as good as you. The young ones.
Okay.
She had on a red dress. I posted on my social medias. She had on a red dress.
And
rose in her mouth. Oh, trying gosh. To do the salsa.
Rose in my mouth. Yeah. It was so cold that day. It was rainy. It was awful weather. Misty, rain, cold. Mm-hmm.
Misty was also the head of the graduation class.
But we
Her
made
name
it.
Was Misty.
Cold we did it. And Misty. We're done. Moving on.
Yeah.
Next task.
And you think the boy one will make it that far?
Yeah, I do.
You got three more years with him.
He did really well his first year.
Mm-hmm.
Really well.
He
I'm
did.
So proud of him.
Well, you know what? You might want to tell him every now and then,
I
Jody.
Did. I tell him all the time.
You do?
Yep.
All I ever hear you do is yell at him.
Okay, here we go.
All I ever hear you do is I can hear you yelling at him and saying, you are not going to be like your daddy. That's the only thing I ever hear.
Mm-hmm. Now I do tell him. He knows. He knows.
When he does something that, you know, that you think is like you, then you're like,
he doesn't do anything like me.
No, he doesn't.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
It does kind of make me feel bad, though, when you say that. But you're not going to be like your daddy, especially when I'm not in the room.
What did I say that about?
And I overhear it. But then I'm like, oh, she's talking trash.
Are you making that stuff?
She's talking trash.
I don't say that.
Jody. Like your
what do I say?
Kitten. You know you say that.
Stupid name.
And I have nothing but glowing reviews of you all the time.
Well,
ask anybody.
If you could tell me what I've said, then that would help.
Well, I just told you. You say you're not going to be like your dad.
But what do I say that about?
A lot of things.
What?
All kinds of things.
Okay, give me one.
I don't. Whatever he does that upsets you and that you say that.
But what?
I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Next time he does something that you don't like, then that's that.
Like
whatever it is,
like
I don't
trash
know.
Trash overflowing and not taking it out.
That or wanting to be alone, wanting to not talk to people,
I don't care about that.
All that stuff. You know,
I don't care. That's y'all's business.
Mm-hmm. Being completely, you know, loved by thousands and thousands of people. You know, you say you're not going to be like your daddy and be loved by thousands and millions of people. I've had to share him with the public for too long. I'm not sharing my son either. Anytime he talks about trying to be a celebrity of some sort or be in entertainment or whatever, you say, no, son, you're not going to be like your daddy.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. You are something else.
I know.
Something else. Let's talk about the new decor in here.
Okay. Well, we have to take a break first.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be right back.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Yep. Okay. What do you want to talk about with the new decor?
Okay.
Jody.
So why are these curtains up on the windows where it's like we're in a cave?
Because the lighting for the cameras doesn't look as good when there is that bright sun, natural light coming into the room. Like if you went into a TV station, there are no windows of any kind in a TV station. It's just all illuminated by the special lights that they have.
Okay.
Maybe I could have run an iron over those curtains before we hung them.
Are these the curtains that our daughter's boyfriend hung?
Well, we did it together yesterday.
Did he do that?
Hmm?
Did he do that?
Like I said, we did it together. But we didn't have we don't have a ladder or anything.
Oh, no.
So I had to use a chair for him to stand in because it was easier because he's little. He could stand in a chair that has wheels on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because all of our chairs, they roll. So I had to hold the chair for him, and he got up there.
And he did it.
He had the tools. I don't have tools.
Okay. Well, that was sweet of him.
Basically, what I did was I took the curtains out of the packaging, and I ran the curtain rod through the little loop at the top and held the chair. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
But Todd, do you think it looks better without the, because the blinds that are on these windows are made out of onion skin. I mean, they're just terrible. It might as well not even be on there. It does look better. You're looking at it now.
Because the daylight's constantly changing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, what else you see this Ace and TJ logo on that wall behind you?
Oh, we're gonna make that bigger.
Todd says we need to make that bigger.
Okay.
After we paid for that one to go on the wall for 30 seconds,
we'll reuse it.
You can't pull that. That won't come up.
Carrie will get it off.
That doesn't seem like it would cost a lot.
Well, at first I said, how much are those? And he said, like nothing, like $60. And I said, 60? We're just going to throw $60 away? Well, no, it's 20. It's like, okay, what?
Well, then you got room to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll move it and put it on some. We'll get it off. Carrie's good at getting that stuff off.
Carrie's his fiance that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. That looks good.
Yeah, and I don't think it needs to be any bigger.
You don't?
No, it looks good in the camera. If it goes bigger, you won't be able to see it.
Well, who knows?
We'll figure it out.
We'll see what the people say.
But they said the one that Ace picked out, the logo and all to go on that wall, Adam said was way too expensive.
Yeah, it was like,
you know, he's got expensive taste when it comes to that.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
For stickers?
No, it was like three-dimensional letters.
Oh.
For stickers?
Well, I mean, dang. I didn't know.
Yeah. So we're trying to get these videos and all to be professional projects.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go back and look at these people that do podcasts that are like political podcasts and stuff that I listen to, and then they're also on video.
Yeah.
Their stuff always looks like they're in these nice offices with the lights always good on them and the angles and all that stuff. But they got a bigger budget.
But I'll
tell
you,
they got a big budget for a whole TV crew.
Well, I watch a couple of Housewives podcasts, and they don't have any lighting. They're sitting in their house.
Real Housewives of whatever, not just your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of whatever.
Well, I mean, you said Housewives.
So they have podcasts, and then they're split screen, and they are sitting, and we look better than they do, because they don't have lights. They're just... wherever they are, they just... Well, throw up a camera and go.
They probably can't have much lighting anyway. They'll melt their faces. It's some of them that I've
some
seen.
Of them, maybe. Some of them, maybe. But no, that I mean, I've seen several that aren't.
Mm-hmm. Like they don't have a Mr. Todd.
No. Mm-mm.
But then again, there's only one.
I know.
And we've got him.
Mr. Todd, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Him and his Monster energy drinks, his tight pants.
You ain't getting your dum-dums today.
I ain't getting dum-dums.
He's in a mood. Dum-dums.
He's not in a mood.
He was in a mood when he got here today.
What? Yeah. Oh, gracious.
They were trying to get these things to work and all, and it was frustrating. And then Rob told him to calm down. And then, you know, you can't tell a woman to calm down.
I'm glad I was late. I missed all that.
But, you know, I was trying to make it better. And
I'm sure. I'm sure you weren't.
No, poking
the bear.
He was poking and
watching
grenades.
And
I know.
I was in the other room just going, y'all dumb. both y'all stupid. He can't turn on the TVs.
You are.
Mm. Oh, horrible.
I mean, I was, you know.
I live with him, I know.
He's like, oh, and I thought this was supposed to be easy. Oh, who ordered the TV? Oh, the TVs are supposed to. Oh. And I'm just like, oh my God.
How much were those TVs?
Those TVs. We got thousands of dollars of TVs on the wall. They can't get it to work.
You know, just like any leader would do.
Such a brat.
My leadership skills are just impeccable.
You have gotten worse about poking and nagging people, though. Like,
you're a pokey bowl is what you are. You poke more than I do. You're a pokey bowl. Mm-hmm. Because I find it amusing, Jody.
To irritate people?
Yes.
Golly.
So shoot me. Shoot me. I find other people's discomfort.
Well, then you
got to
be entertained all the time.
I find other people's discomfort amusing. Mm-hmm. So I'm the bad guy.
He's so much.
Yeah.
So much.
Everybody else loves me though.
Good.
Even
everybody.
You're the only pokey bear that has a problem with me.
I love you, but you are annoying sometimes.
Pokey bowl.
Like right now.
All right. What gets so annoying though? How much I tell you you're beautiful and smart. I guess that does get annoying. I can't even imagine what that would be
Golly,
like.
You are
to have
turn
somebody
things around.
Tell me
like nobody's business.
Nonstop how much better I look with age, the whole thing. All the things that I say. So annoying, it has to be.
Mm.
I don't know how you stand it.
Mm-mm.
I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.